Ladies need a place where they can share and gain insights on everything from family and work to sex and relationships. That's exactly what this podcast is all about. Welcome to Girls Love Talk with Taylor Marie.
Woo, what is up, ladies? Welcome back to another episode of Girls Love Talk with your host, Taylor Marie. Ladies, I'm so sorry. I have been out. What has it been, like a whole week? I haven't dropped an episode at all. I'm sorry, y'all. Y'all gotta forgive me. Shit has been getting real around here. It's getting closer and closer to this move. As y'all know, before I know, y'all probably like, this girl keep telling everybody, but I'm gonna keep telling y'all because shit, that's what the hell been taking up my summer pretty much too. This move to Texas is almost here, literally next week. So my husband and I, we've just been really hitting it, trying to clean up around the place, you know, just get prepared. And then on top of that, I'm in the midst of working still got to work. And on top of that, trying to spend time with family and friends. So last week was pretty hectic for me, and I really don't think it's going to let up. So I'm like, look, bitch. Get these episodes out. Quit playing. And it's so funny because I promise y'all, I never just go without any content. It's usually for me, it's usually a thing of, okay, I'll have some shit in my library. But, you know what I mean? Like, I ain't sit back and go ahead and edit it. And, you know what I mean? Tweak it. Do my little things on it. And so then, you know, the shit just end up setting. So, I don't know, y'all. I've just been really busy, but I do apologize, and I am going to make that up to y'all. And thank y'all again for listening. Anybody who is a frequent listener of this podcast, even the newbies, hopefully y'all are subscribed to one of the dang listeners platforms, because there's many of them. You got Spotify, Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Breaker, Radio Public, iHeartRadio. I think I said Anchor already. But yeah, several of them. So it's just no excuse. And hopefully y'all are telling others about this podcast and letting them know that they can find the pages for them on Instagram and on Facebook. That's Girls Love Talk Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. So yeah, ladies, it has been a little while, but I'm back. And ladies, quick question. Would y'all be mad if y'all heard that a guy y'all done dealt with has kind of like kissed and told, okay? Like, would you? Or have y'all been, actually, have y'all been in a situation like that where you've had to hear that somebody you fucked with, you know what I mean, as in like had sex with, you know, shared his experience with you or her, if you're a lesbian. Share his experience or to take on how the sex was, how the pussy was with others. You know, because it's bound to happen. It's bound to happen because are we grown? We adults or hell, even teenagers, that's what y'all do. You talk about sex, so let's be clear on that. You know what I mean? You can't, I mean, we all know that. Rather they talk about it to their friends or their family members or whoever, you know what I mean? They gonna at some point talk about it, they experience it. So I think first things first, it's not a bad thing to talk about your sexual experiences. Like, that's some shit that just comes up sometimes in conversations. Like I said, if you, especially for grown-ups, unless you just like a super private person anyway. But my thing is, nah, women, females, we definitely do. We definitely be talking to our friends about the shit. It really just depends on the people. There's some people who don't talk. They don't talk to their friends about sex at all. But I'll say this, I don't think I talked to my sisters about sex. I don't know. Damn, have I? I don't know. I think if I have, it's just never been like personally when it comes to like my sex, like my, you know what I mean? It'll be like some general shit. I don't know. For some reason, I just feel like that'd be weird. But at the same time, not really. But yeah, ladies, I had to ask that because I really do feel like the first instinct for us when we hear that a dude that we done fucked with before then shared, you know, then shared the shit with somebody, we instantly get offended. And I can't even say that we wrong because everybody know you ain't supposed to kiss and tell. You know what I mean? It's kind of lame. It's childish. It could be embarrassing for some of us. And some of us, we just private and we just like, no, why do people need to know? But I was listening to Lip Service, maybe like what, like last week or I can't even remember, a couple of days ago. And shout out to Angela Yee, Stephanie, Gigi, and L'Oreal, like, because I really love listening to them. If y'all haven't listened to that podcast, y'all should. Lip Service. And of course, y'all know I'm going to talk about this Trouble episode, the episode where Trouble was on there, the Atlanta rapper. Because this man, first of all, he's hilarious to me because he got that thick ass Atlanta accent. So, you know, how they be talking like the goddamn motherfucker. Like, it's just funny. They language, it's like they don't finish their fucking words and like certain shit they say. You might be like, what the hell is they talking about? But yeah, so they were asking him. I forget what that segment is even called, but they asked him basically like shit, something about, you know, your ex or some shit, you know, an experience you had with an ex or something like that. And of course, you know, he remained anonymous. Like, you know, I wouldn't put the girl out there or whatnot like that. And he was just saying like how, you know, the chick had, you know, a hell of a hustle, basically got businesses and shit, shops and shit. Cook good and all of that, you know, look good and shit. But he said the only thing was that, like, when it came down to fucking, she, you know, she was dry, okay? And I'm listening to it, you know, they crack jokes on there all the time, or, you know, they just talk about all types of shit, you know, sex and different experiences and stuff like that. So, you know, of course, it's like laughs and shit like that, but it wasn't like, and he kept saying, like, it's not even like the diss or nothing like that. It's just that, you know, whenever it was time to do what we do, she wasn't getting wet. So, I don't know. I guess this, you know, word got back to the girl, you know what I mean? That, I mean, because he is a rapper, so you know what I mean? They can't do no motherfucking interviews or anything. Like, even if you think, like, oh, they just on a little podcast, this is that. No, people are going to follow what they do. So, of course, when you know, some shit got back to her saying, like, oh, okay, he was talking about you on a podcast. But see, the other thing is, who, I'm wondering who came to her, because I would have been looking like, bitch, you trying to say, I'm dry, but maybe people knew it was her because, I don't know, maybe they recently was fucking around. I think they actually were, but yeah, basically she got pissed off about it, and you know, she was just talking her shit on Instagram about it, and she even went so far as to make a damn freestyle where she was talking about it, and I mean, somewhere in the episode, the people are saying like, I don't know, I just, maybe I didn't hear it, but a lot of people are saying in the episode, like, basically he was saying like how like he liked to basically, you know, keep going and going, like fucking basically like rabbits, you know, just at it, you know, just at it, like fucking over and over again. And so, and they said, like, he said, like, basically he had to understand, like, you know, all women can't really go like that, like, you know, go round for round and shit or whatever. But I didn't hear that, so I don't know. Maybe I have to go back and listen to that or whatnot. But here's my thing with that. First things first, ladies, and a lot of y'all probably gonna be looking like, bitch, don't be trying to take sides, this is that. But no, ladies, for real. We had to stop. I think our first instinct, hell yeah, and so we have to hear back that a motherfucker we done fucked is talking about our fucking, we gonna get irritated because it's like, why? You know what I mean? And then it's like, okay, how are you doing this shit? Because I don't want, you know what I mean? For the shit to come back to me, it's kind of like, you know, how much talking you doing out there? Like, honestly. So I don't blame her for getting upset, but I do want to say this. And this is an unpopular opinion, but I feel like it's damn sure true. And y'all know I keep it real. I'm not put in front about nothing. I do feel like this. You can't knock a person for saying what their experience was. You get what I'm saying? Like, whether it was good or bad. Like, I feel like if he was talking about, like, yeah, you know, this little chick I used to fuck with, she this, you know, describing her, and he, you know, got to saying all this good shit, like, yeah, it was wet, it was, man, that shit was hitting, you know, just all types of shit, like, then you ain't gonna have no problem, but real is real, you know what I mean? Sometimes real is real, whether you know, everything that's real, we're not going to like. If that's how he really felt, then yeah, but I can see, now, some people do be capping. A lot of dudes do be capping. I see, so I can't understand, like, where she probably come from. Like, nigga, don't put on, don't front, like, you know what I mean? Don't be front like that. Because that's the other thing. You can't really, everybody's situation be different. Like, and you never really know what really happened, what really goes on behind closed doors. Because he probably could have been easily just telling her, like, damn, this shit good. You know what I mean? But at the same time, he could have been just saying that just to pump her up, you know what I mean? Motherfuckers do that too. So I feel like it is what it is, you know. If he, that's how he felt, then that's how he felt. But if he was pump faking and he know, like, I mean, like, literally, because sometimes motherfuckers would be saying some bogus shit and then whole time, like, they gassing you up and still probably on your tip, like, on your line and shit, trying to, you know, get it popping again. So I'm like, I feel her, but at the same time, I also feel like, look, we gotta be honest. Like, we talk, because when we talk about sex experiences and things, I don't know if y'all do, ladies out there, but the majority of the time when we talk about sex experiences, we talk about good ones and bad ones too. So you gotta understand, I mean, men do too. Everybody that a person then fucked was not necessarily desirable or, like, just, like, satisfiable to, maybe they were satisfiable, but not to the point where it was like, okay, I want to keep dealing with them. Or it just be, you know, every experience is usually different. So I was like, you can't knock them for that. Like, and then I seen a lot of people, and I knew this was going to happen to a lot of women, saying, hey, you can't knock her and try to say it was her fault for being dry. You probably wasn't doing your job right. You know, you probably wasn't turning her out. And I thought that was a good argument too. I thought that was, you know, I definitely expected to hear that, you know, that type of response. But to that, I could say, yeah, that's true. That's actually motherfucking true. I ain't gonna argue with that. That's very true. You know what I mean? It could have been anything. Shit. Could have been a bad night for her, or shit, maybe you just did some shit that probably turned her off and she that shit was it. And then another thing too is that sometimes, and ladies, I don't know if this happened to y'all before, but I know it's happened to me before. Like, after bussing, like, you know, bussing, getting your nut off. What else can you call that? Shit, coming. Yeah, coming. After that, you know what I mean? You might, you know, you didn't got your wettest or your wettest. So, shit, you know, after a little while, if y'all still going at it, then you start to dry up a little bit. And I don't know, some people, you know, dry out completely, or some people will, you know, definitely just start to dry up, like, but it still be a little moisture there, but it's definitely not like how it was before. So it could have been that. It's just so many different, you know, things that could have happened in that situation. So, but I think, but ladies, all I'm saying when it comes to the whole, he could have probably not been doing his job thing is, don't be saying that just like to be saying that to get back at them. Like, because you know how some people, when they pissed off and they hurt, it's like, all right, let me get back at him. Let me say this. No. You know what I mean? If it is what it is, I think we really have to realize that, like, our bodies are, you know what I mean? Our bodies do all types of shit. So it could have been just very well that it wasn't just her best night or some shit. Like, don't just be saying that shit. Just be saying that, because we do have to be honest. Like I said, it's shit happens. Like, I'm not saying that that old girl was literally, but. Like I said, here's another thing. Here's another thing. Like I said, it's just so much shit that can be thought of when it comes to it. It's like, I wonder, I don't know, I probably have to Google that. If that can actually be like a condition where like women have like a issue with moisture. And I think it can be. I don't know if it'll be like an actual condition, like with a name for it, but I always heard like, you know, some women in menopausal mode, like they start having that issue. So it could be that too. You never know. But yeah, back to what they were saying, where they said like how I guess furthermore in that episode a lip service, he was saying like basically he wanted to, you know, he liked to fuck like rabbits, like, you know, go on and on and on and shit. That could have been another reason why too, because again, that's just the same thing with I said, like how after you might get a little bit drier after coming, you know, once or more than once, you know what I mean? Like the juice is running low. The juice is running low, so it could have been that, you know what I mean? But I definitely feel like if he said that, that's how he that's his preference on, you know, fucking, like he want to go round for round and shit, that definitely probably is why she, you know, dried out, because that's another thing people don't talk about when it comes to, because motherfuckers love talking about, oh man, yeah, going, you know, three rounds and this that and back to back, this is that. I feel like that shit gonna go either great, excellent, where, you know what I mean, where shit, all right, go, shit, damn, that shit good, all right, back in that shit again, damn, that shit good, back in it again, you know what I mean? It's the ladies, y'all. I don't know if y'all have, but I know I've had, you know, many times where it's like, y'all get the multiple rounds in, and every round is lit. All right, but it is possible that, you know what I mean, after it's definitely possible. I mean, definitely, there's no denying that. Yeah, after a while, shit, a bitch probably, you know, the kitty is tired. Okay, the kitty is tired. I didn't had a time. I had times before. I know my husband can probably say that too, where, you know what I mean, after that second or third round, it's like, hey, it's time for bed. Kitty is tired. Shit, you know, and that's just real. Like, and I ain't had no problem saying, I ain't had no problem saying it. Like, hey, baby, yeah, that's it. You know, we gonna finish this out, but. As you can see, I'm getting warned, or you know, she's sore. So I feel like nothing wrong with that either. But yeah, it's so many different scenarios or something like that. So moral of the story is, ladies, don't just, I don't know. Like, I feel like me, it also depends on y'all personality too. Cause some of us, we got like this bad, I'm not saying for the girl who it was, but some of us, we got like this attitude, which I think is a good thing, but sometimes not a good thing, of I'm just so the shit that I can't have any flaws, or I just can't have anything about me that, you know, that somebody think about me that I don't really necessarily like. And that's not being realistic, ladies. That's not, like I said, people got their opinions. Have I ever had that happen to me where I had to hear back that a motherfucker said some shit about, oh yeah, we did this that, and yeah, I wasn't feeling it. No, I haven't. Nope. Thank God I haven't, because I already know. Yeah, that's what I said. I already know. Yeah, I'd be upset, because it's like, All right, you talking. You know, I mean, first of all, you're running your mouth. Second of all, I don't know who you running your, you know, how many people you running your mouth to and what you saying too, especially if it's something bad. So, you know what I mean? It's gonna always be that thing. But, you know, for that particular situation, he kept it anonymous. So I felt like for the girl, it's like, what was your, I just wondered, like, what was you thinking? Like, what made you want to, like, I don't know. Maybe she just felt some, I know she felt some type of way. We know that. But I just feel like I would have just kept it as is. He did not name her. He a fucking rapper, so it could have been anybody, you know, even if you felt like people knew. Oh, okay, yeah, he got to be talking about her because he said she did this, that, and yeah, that match up with her, blah, blah, blah. Even if I probably would have just checked his ass in private, you know what I mean? And then, you know how you know y'all know how we do. Maybe throw a couple subliminals out there so that he know, like, yeah, nigga, I'm on your heels. I know that you were talking shit about me, and yeah, I'm never gonna fuck with you again, you know, some petty shit like that. So, but I just feel like, ladies, be honest. And be just be okay with real, because a lot of us are, we will say we appreciate realness, and sometimes we just really don't. Because all I felt like he was just sharing, he was sharing it with his experience. Yeah, it probably felt like, okay, well, damn, how you gonna share that? And you ain't never even told me. But it's like, also, I feel like, shit, if he, that's some shit where even the guy or the girl or, you know, whoever it is you were, you know, fucking with, even if they told you that themselves, like, yeah, you know, I feel like when we did this, it was like this, or it wasn't really, you know, what was going on, you know, because I feel like you wasn't really, you know, wet or this is that. Even if they came to you about it, you still was gonna be looking like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? Because it's not something that's easy to say. That's just like telling a motherfucker that they, you know what I mean, musty, or they got a stench to them. That's not gonna be easy because, of course, you might piss them off. That's just real. So I'm saying the ladies, let's like just get comfortable with knowing that, hey. Not get no, don't get comfortable with a motherfucker talking about you, but you know, sharing some shit. Because, like I said, the kiss and tell thing is definitely lame, but in that situation, I mean, that's what they was talking about. They talk about sex and experiences and relationships and shit. So I just feel like that was bound to come up, and I do feel like he did keep it respectful by being anonymous with it. But of course, you got you and maybe whoever else already looking at, you know, because people probably was already listening in, trying to see, like, because that's how it is for people with a name out there anyway. And then on top of that, shit, people who knew y'all probably was fucking around probably was like, oh, trying to piece shit together too. Piece shit together too. Like, okay, if he say this is that, then yeah, he definitely for sure talking about her. So I don't know, ladies. Just don't have your first instinct off top. I think regardless, it's gonna be like you're gonna be on defense mode, because it's like, why the fuck is you talking about what we didn't did? And that's perfectly fine, because I can't front. I think my first instinct would be to be upset too, because it's like, who is you talking about me to, and why? And why? And then what are you seeing? And but then after that, it's like, if it's something good, of course you like, okay, yeah, I know I got that, yeah, you know. And if it's something bad, it's gonna be like, well, this fuck boy should have, you know what I mean? That was out of order. He had to say this, that. But at the end of the day, you do have to understand that everybody's sexual experiences be different. And just like when we be talking with our friends, we didn't, ladies, y'all know y'all didn't share with y'all friends before if a dude was fucking whack, or you felt like his dick was little, or he just couldn't last long, like all types of shit. I know me and my friends, we talk about, when we talk about sex, we talk about shit like that too. It just is what it is. It's not to, because for me, I ain't never like literally bashed somebody. I never like bashed them. Like, if you talking about what some shit was like, it's not necessarily that you bashing them. You just saying what the fuck it was like. It either was good or bad. That's just like if I say when I say what is the food that I don't fucking like? Okra. That's just like okra. If I'm like okra is nasty or yeah, that shit slimy and it don't taste like nothing. I mean, that's just my experience. That's my experience with the shit. I'm not bashing it. Anybody who eat the shit, eat it. But I don't, and I don't like it. Tried it. Didn't like it. My experience with it wasn't good. That's all. You know, so it's the same thing. I just feel like sometimes we make a big deal. Because you don't want to make a big deal out of something that really don't need to be made a big deal out of. I feel like for her, if I was an old girl, I would have really, yeah, I would have remained anonymous. And just check that ass in person, you know what I mean? Because obviously you got access to him, you got his phone number and shit like that. But I feel like she just wanted to really, like, oh, this motherfucker's trying to clown me. All right, I'm going to go in. But shit, I wouldn't want that public attention. You know what I'm saying? Because that's different from being, you know, it being amongst like a couple people y'all know or some shit. This is like public, you know, so I don't think I would address that shit. I would have just acted like, you know what I mean, you know, swerve on his ass, like tell him about himself to him, not to Instagram and all this other shit, but tell him about himself and then go ahead and, you know, like I said, throw a couple subs out there just so he know, like, dang, she really ain't fucking with me. You know how petty we get, ladies, make our little posts and little quotes or, you know, some little shady captions out there or whatnot. But after that, that shit just would have been that. Like, that's what it just is what it is. If that's the experience, that's they experience. Like, hopefully ain't nobody out there talking shit about my ass. But if they is, I wouldn't give a damn. I wouldn't give a damn because the shit is old, for one. And for two, that's how you feel. If that, you know, only if that's how you really feel. Now, yeah, I'm gonna clown you and I'm gonna be like, dog, you're fucking lame for lying. Like, if you just sit up here trying to bad, because a lot of motherfuckers, they're bad mouth and motherfucker just off the fact that, oh, okay, well, I gotta say something bad about her because this is a girl who I was fucking with and I really did kind of like, but guess what? She pissed me off because she stopped fucking with me because she found out I was a dog, or, you know, just all types of shit. Like, motherfuckers did just say some shit about you just because, or just to get some cool points. You know what I mean? You never know if you're going to be that girl who get used as just somebody to just fucking try to, get your shit off on, like make look bad or clown or whatnot. Like, because that's how it is. Some people do pick and choose, like, what people they want to clown and what people they don't. You know, it could have been off of hurt feelings, anything, but I don't feel like every person that necessarily say, like, oh, yeah, I had this one dude I fucked with. You know, I feel like he came too quick, this is that. Or I felt like I don't like when he, I don't like his stroke motion. Or, it's, you know, a guy who say, oh, I feel like she wasn't wet enough, this, that. I don't feel like all of every person like that is out there just to make a motherfucker look bad. They just sharing their experience. There's, yes, you gotta think about that. Y'all two different people. You know, y'all both doing the do fucking, you know, doing your thing. You never know what that other person is getting, you know, what type of pleasure they're getting from it, okay? So that's just realness, you know what I'm saying? And I also wanted to talk about, too, since we're talking about sex, I wanted to talk about, like, porn. I know you're like, oh, okay, she's just going to say porn. Okay. No, I really wanted to talk about the fact that we you know, we got to stop with the whole acting like it's just the worst thing in the world, especially if you're a person who watches it. Like, don't act like it's the worst thing in the world if your partner watches it. And the reason I can say that now is because I used to get pretty pissed off with my man, with him watching porn. And the reason I did, because first off, I didn't know that that's what the fuck he was doing. The motherfucker was, y'all know, when you watch porn, like, you real discreet with the shit, you know, like, so you definitely gonna be to yourself. It's definitely gonna be, like, in some leisure time, you know, some free time, you ain't really got shit going on or whatnot, and maybe you just want to get them rocks off or something, you know? And y'all know me, a lot of men are fucking hornballs. And a lot of women are too, you know? We watch too. So, yes, I watch too. So, yeah, I feel like that I was mad at first because it was like, motherfucker, you acting weird. What's going on? You going, you know what I mean? You kind of secluded sometimes. Or sometimes I get up and I don't want to see you or something. So, of course, we, you know, if you know a person's pattern, yeah, you're going to be like, okay, what's going on? I don't know. I'm not going to accuse you or nothing, but you definitely got something going on. And so, you know, I confronted him before. This is like, man, this is like a couple years ago, but I still remember the shit. And, he straight up with a lot of shit. So he told me, like, you know, I ain't gonna lie, I be watching porn and shit, you know? And I'm just like, oh, okay, you know, like, oh, you know, I was just in my head thinking, like, okay, good. The motherfucker ain't cheating or nothing, you know? But I'm also, like, thinking, like, okay, shit, you know, the other thing was just like, okay, well, is it me, like, I'm trash or like I'm wagging, you know, like go ahead, you know, since we talked about it, let's go ahead and, you know, bust that thing down. And that's what, one of the very many things I love about my husband too, is that we can talk about pretty much damn near everything, even if it's like awkward or whatnot, because he knows certain topics and shit that he'd be wanting to talk about if I'm shy on them, or if I'm like, oh no, I want to talk about it. You know, he know that, but we still, for the most part, I would say we pretty open when it comes to a lot of topics. And I love that, because I just love great conversation, especially as an adult. I just feel like it's a lot of shit that you should be able to talk about, especially when it comes to relationships too. I mean, communication is key. So, yeah, so, you know, we're talking about it, and I'm just like, you know, is it me? Like, is it because I'm trash? You don't, you know, you're not satisfied. You're not getting what you need or anything like that. And he's just like, no, you know, I'm just a fucking freak. I'm a freak. I like it. You know, I just, you know, I'm a man. I like, you know, I like watching from time to time. And I could live with that, honestly, because it was just like, that's true. I mean, and then I guess too, for myself being a person who does not mind watching porn too, and have before, and you know, every once in a blue moon do, I can understand that, because it's not to say like everybody got their different reasons why they watch it, like, and as long as it's not like you watching it, you a person, you in a relationship, and you watching it because, damn, like, this bitch is really weak, but I just don't want to tell her, so I gotta just find some way to cope with the shit. Or, damn, this dude, he fucking suck, or I just feel like he needs to step his shit up, but I don't know how to tell him, so I'm just gonna keep getting my own self off. Like, if it ain't no situation like that, and it's just literally, like, you just a fucking freak, you like to see some good fucking from time to time, or you like to watch because you're trying to learn some shit, like, I know myself, like, I be geeked when I see some shit like, oh, I think I could try that. You know what I mean? Because I want to impress. Yes, I want to impress. Okay, I don't ever want to be that, you know, that chick who's a disappointment. You know what I'm saying? I feel like you should want to give your best performance, and you know what I mean. I don't see nothing wrong with it. Like I said, but yeah, so it was good to talk about that, because that was a relief. So I'm like, okay, but of course y'all not ladies. you know, of course I had to verify that she was, you know, that was that. Like, okay, yeah, okay, it really is that he watching porn, and, you know, motherfucker ain't got nobody he's secretly texting, or, you know what I mean, up, you know, trying to, you know, secretly be on some shit with, but, you know, so once that was that, I'm like, okay, all right, everything check out, cool, good, good, you know, I ain't got no problem with that, cool. But, and then, you know, the other thing is, like, the nosy part, but I feel like this is a necessary part too, ladies, if you do ever talk about this with your man, and you find out he watches porn, or your girlfriend, for my lesbian ladies out there. You do want to know what type of porn they watch. Why? Because one, it's just curiosity. You know, you already been nosy. You already trying to, you know, figure out what they do in their, you know, in their little free time from time to time. So I feel like, why not ask? And it was just curiosity shit. And what did he tell me? He told me his favorite one is like, see, he likes to watch the girls get themselves off, you know, so, you know, masturbation themselves. Like, see, he said he liked that even more than, you know, just seeing like intercourse, like, you know, between man and woman or something. Like, he liked that better. And I was just like, oh, okay, like, okay, Mr. Kink Kink, you know what I'm saying? Like, And that is, and I knew that shit was true too, because he is like that with me. Like, he has always wanted to, you know, me to, you know, be on that shit. So I'm like, you know, that's cool. Like, I definitely can see that. And, you know, I'm thinking in my head like, ooh, relief, because it's some weird motherfuckers out here. Let's make no mistake. It's some people who, you know what I mean, they into some shit that you might be a little concerned about. You know what I'm saying? Like, first off, Pornhub or any site that you go on, any porn site that you choose to go on, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of them out there, you know, to choose from. There are hella categories, okay? Hella categories. And a lot of them are like some shit where you would like, if you like me, you're gonna look at it and you're gonna be like, what the fuck? People actually watch that. People are actually into that. But you gotta think, how many people of us it is in the world? A lot of people got, you never know what their fucking sex experiences was or what came to mind that just made them feel hard or wet and excited in the pants. You just don't know. Like, they got motherfucking categories with what, like she-male, fucking animal porn, like, what's another crazy one I didn't see, like, in the categories? I think it's like some shit with lactating, you know, like bitches who, you know, got the breast milk and shit. What's another one? It's just so many of them that you'll be looking like, what the fuck? Oh, you got the granny porn and shit, like the older people. Motherfucking BBW, where you just got all these, and no offense to the BBWs out there, you know, but yeah, you see some wild shit with that. You know, just all types of shit. It's all types of shit. For me, myself, since y'all want to know, I know y'all probably want to know, you little nasties. Y'all probably like, what type of porn you like to watch? Well, me, I feel like my preferences are like typical, like, of course, heterosexual, you know, of course. And then, of course, I feel like threesomes are hot to watch. Yeah, I don't know. I just can't explain. It's just hot to watch. You know what I mean? Just do something to you. You know what I'm saying? So, yes, you know, I came from. But I would say, like, and I feel like a lot of people who watch porn can say this too, like, we're picky with what we want to watch. You know what I mean? We're picky. First off, it can't be no, I don't want to see no fucking ugly people fucking. You know what I mean? I don't. I don't want to see nobody who got like a ugly ass body. Like, I can't even explain that, because, you know, I mean, shit. I got cellulite. You know what I'm saying? You know, I got some little, you know, little, you know, dimples in the ass and shit. You know, girl, thick. But yeah, so I'm not saying it like that, but I'm talking about like, I'm gonna give a perfect example, like, because me and one of my coworkers was talking about this too. Like, for example, like a motherfucker who got a curved dick. That's just got, because I think the whole time I'm definitely gonna be looking like, yeah, why the fuck did his dick look like that? So it can't be no shit like that. Can't be no shit where the girl, her face is just like, like she's just definitely not a looker in the face. So it can't be that. What else? Like, yeah. Of course. I don't want to see no dude, no fucking little dick. Fucking, I just feel like that's whack. I wouldn't want anybody small. You know, I mean, no offense to the guys right there, small. You know what I'm saying? No offense, but hey, that's my preference. No, I would not want anybody small fucking me. So I don't want to, of course, I don't want to watch no little dick. You know what I'm saying? I want to see. And then it's also too, this is how picky I am too. That shit, like, y'all gotta be live, baby. You gotta be like, the people gotta be like into it. You know what I'm saying? Can't be, you know what I mean? Like, I felt like crazy, even seeing this. But no, for real. Like, I do feel like when motherfuckers like be off beat or the stroke whack, or it's just like motherfucking positions lame or something like that. That ain't no shit I want to watch. I want to see some shit that get me, phew, like, oh, okay, you know. And I feel like that's what anybody who watches, you want to see some shit that's gonna be like, okay, yeah, I like that. Yeah, I'm feeling that. That make me feel some type of way. So that's, a little bit about your girl, if y'all must know. But yeah, ladies, don't be alarmed, like, because I know a lot of women too, they worry too when it comes to their man or their girlfriend watching porn. It's like that thing of, okay, am I not enough for her? Or, does he feel like he want to, or not even just like that, like you questioning your own sex skills. You also get to, damn, what was it I was gonna say about that? You also, like, some people feel like that leads to cheating. Like, some people really feel like that. Do I feel like that? No. No. I feel like, because I feel like with the cheating thing, it's like that shit gonna come from, of course, you literally finding somebody to fucking hit up and, be on some shit like that with. It's not gonna necessarily come from you watching a video and you'd be like, damn, all right, let me go find somebody. No, you gotta really be. I feel like it's not gonna be, porn is not gonna be the reason. It's gonna be because that motherfucker, like, already been feeling some type of way where he just, like, where he or she been wanting to step out. Or, it's just, nah. I feel like if anything, some men watch this shit because they not about to get out there and cheat. You know what I'm saying? They not about to get out of there and cheat. They are satisfied with the chick that they with, or you know what I mean, or their girl that they with, but they just, might just, shit, I don't know. Like I said, they just a fucking freak. You know what I'm saying? They like watching. So it's not every scenario is different. But yeah, ladies, you definitely do want to know what category they like, because I don't. I'd be very afraid if I had to find out my man was into like one of them weird ass categories I was telling y'all about, like motherfucking, like watching, like, for instance, I'm no offense at all to the gay community, LGBT. I said LGP, LGBTQ. And I hear some other ones added on there now too. God, don't ask me to say them because I can't. But that community. But if I'm in a heterosexual relationship, ain't no way in hell I want my man watching no damn gay porn. All right, if I felt out that, I just dropped. Huh, that's some shit to be worried about for sure. Because it's like, hey, you watching that? That mean your ass either done it before, or you curious about the shit, and you damn near at some point is you're going to go for it. I feel like so that's some shit then you got to worry about for sure. Because it's just, or even if it ain't, like, because it's like, what if that, where does that leave me? You like watching two fucking dudes fuck. So I'm a girl, so you know what I'm saying? And then it'll become that, it'll just be so much shit, because it'll be like, hey, you been fucking a good damn dude and then fucking me, like, yeah, no, like, no, that's what you should have told me. Don't have me, no, don't do that to me. Don't you do that to me. All right, so that, then on top of the whole shit, even if it ain't, some shit like gay porn or whatnot, it'll be like, yeah, like I said, if you into seeing like old people fuck, or two animals fucking that turn you on or something like that, I'm gonna be like, yeah, I'm a little concerned about you, because the shit is weird. It's just weird. And speaking of porn too, like, for my people out there who watch, have y'all ever seen, like, the shit where what's the where the lady got, y'all know they be having the crazy fucking captions and shit, big black butts teen and all this other shit. But what would be pissing me off when they got the ones where it'd be like fucking my stepmom or just the bullshit like that. You'd be like, what the fuck is wrong with these people? Like, but that's how they were. I don't know. The fucking captions and shit, the names of the damn videos be hilarious to me. Like, that's why I feel like that's one of the reasons why a lot of people I seen on Twitter, I seen on Twitter, somebody said, like, after watching porn, you just be like clicking out of this shit, like, ugh, like, this shit is disgusting. What the fuck was I thinking? So I feel like that's one of the reasons why, that's one of the reasons why, is because you see all that shit that's on there, and you just be looking like, bro, I'm fucking nasty. I'm a fucking freak. You know what I'm saying? So, ain't nothing wrong with it, ladies. Don't fret, don't frown, don't get upset if your man watches porn. I feel like it's perfectly normal. If anything, it's just nice to know too that they got a healthy sex, sex appetite. You know what I'm saying? And y'all also can't say like, oh, Taylor, well, you just only feel like that because you watch too. But no, because I'm type where even if I didn't watch, I still would just feel like, okay, well, shit. He liked to watch. It is what it, you can't get mad about that. And the other thing is, really another thing to help y'all realize like, okay, it ain't no big deal, or like, I shouldn't trip about that, is because guess what? If you out here fucking, you fuck, you have sex, you're sexually active, how is that not normal for you to like watching the shit? I mean, you do the shit, you know what I'm saying? So I just feel like that's connected. Definitely connected. So I don't know, that's another way to look at it. And again, ladies, like if you feel like you got questions about like, okay, well, I know he watched porn, but I wonder why. Like, is it because he not satisfied? Is it this, is that, any of those things that, come to my head when it comes to the whole shit, then ask him. Just get that conversation going. Like I said, if y'all, I don't be understanding some of these relationships where y'all asses don't even be able to talk to the motherfucker about shit. That should be blowing me. I'd be looking like, okay, like y'all been fucking around for how long? Or, even if y'all ain't been fucking around for a long time, I do feel like you should be able to just talk about, I mean, sex is definitely something y'all should be able to talk about, even if y'all ain't even had sex yet. Because I mean, sex is normal. It's a part of life. I think, shit, my first sex ed class, I was in 8th grade, and I was, we used to be cracking jokes and goofy and shit, just like, why the fuck is they talking to us about this? Like, dang, they really talking to us about sex, But that's because it's real. It's real, and you gotta get educated about it. There's a lot to learn. Sometimes I learn shit all the time about shit. You get what I'm saying? Like, I learn shit all the time about it. Like, that's just what it is. You never stop learning. So, ain't nothing wrong with that. Y'all should be able to have them type of conversations, ladies. So, I just wanted to let y'all know that that ain't nothing to worry about, ladies. If that's ever been a worry for you, porn is, it's not bad. I think, some people, they appetites be a little strange. They might be sex addicted or anything like that. But it's for you to kind of dig into that and try to, get whatever you get from it. If you get that, oh, okay, well, damn, they watching that because they really not satisfied, or damn, they just watching that just because they nasty. You know what I mean? There's some fucking freaks. A lot of them are. It is what it is. Don't fret. Don't frown over it, ladies. That's just not the worst thing in the world. I'm just, I beg to differ. Now, that's not, like I said, it's not because your girl is out here, your girl get hers from time to time. And I feel like if anything, like try to build off that. I know, like, shit, go to fucking, if you do feel like, because sometimes we ladies will know, like, okay, we get lazy from time to time. You know what I mean? Maybe we haven't really been giving it up lately, or a lot, or whatnot. Try to encourage y'all to try some shit too. That's another thing. Because and please don't get me wrong, because I'm not that chick who's gonna tell you, oh, if you do this, then your man ain't gonna leave. Your man ain't gonna do. No, because ain't shit guaranteed. You know what I mean? You could be the best of the best with your performance, and you know what I mean, tried everything in the goddamn book. You know what I mean? But hey, that's it. No, I'm not gonna tell you some shit that I don't know is gonna be, working. I'm not one of them damn infomercials having your ass try some shit that it, only to be disappointed. But yeah, that I think it's fun to go to the sex store because you might get some ideas there. But you know what I found, like, because my husband and I went and visited the sex store a couple of times. Whenever I go in there, I'm always like, what the fuck am I gonna get? Because it's too much shit to choose from. I mean, you got like your lubes, you got fucking, I don't know. Some of y'all might be into like all types of penetration. So you got the straps, got to go get the straps. You got the fucking dildos of all different sorts, big, small, whatever. You got the fucking, vibrators of all different sorts, big, small, whatever, different speeds and shit like that. You got motherfucking, of course, the videos, porn movies. You got shit. I don't know, like they got like the little fun little sex games that you and your partner could play. Yeah, all that shit, costumes for role play and shit like that. So I encourage everybody to go to the sex store. It's just, I mean, it's fun, all right? But I always find when I get in there, like, what the fuck am I gonna get? Because I don't know, it's just so much shit to choose from. But then I always feel like it's that shit where you see where it's like, okay, I'm a freak, but not that much of a freak. That shit might be weird, or I don't want to feel weird. Like, I feel like, no, like it's some shit that you definitely probably look. I know for sure y'all gotta look at and be like, God, what the hell? Type of shit gonna be going on with some people. But hey, you know what I mean? You got the harnesses, you got the fucking whips and all types of shit. So I encourage you to go because, like I said, if you might be looking for some shit to spice up the game. You might be looking for some shit to spice up your motherfucking game. So ain't nothing wrong with that, ladies. Again, don't be that chick who's like, oh my God, he watches porn. You don't love me? No, bitch. He is. It's not that. I love y'all, ladies. Y'all know if I call y'all bitch, it's not. It's nothing like where I'm disrespecting. I'm just saying, like, chill out, get a grip, girl. So, yeah, ain't nothing wrong with it. Porn is porn. Like I said, you can always just dig into that in further into. Okay, he watches porn, but why? And what type of porn do he like? Because that can also, like I said, that can help you know what the fuck you should be, what you should do, or if you should, start trying some shit, or you know what I mean, switch it up, because that's much needed in any relationship. Like, switch that shit up, show what you got. Like I said, yo, you should definitely be trying to give your best performance. I'm not gonna sit up here in front like we always do that, because we know that ain't true either. We didn't have times where our asses is tired. Y'all know how they say, even if you're tired or this is that, like, you still don't want to deprive a man or whatnot. I feel like a lot of us have definitely had that lazy sex before too. Don't in front, that turnover to the side action getting in. So even that too. But ain't nothing wrong with watching porn, y'all. Ain't nothing wrong with it at all. Let his ass get his rocks off. And you know what I mean? Because again, like, it's so many different scenarios. See, what if y'all live in a different state? So y'all doing long distance relationship, or you off to college, and or he's got a job that required him to be gone for like a month or so. Like, you don't think that shit gonna be happening? Yeah, so that's another reason why I say it's just so many reasons. It's so many reasons why you could be like, okay, I'm just not feeling that shit. There's so many reasons why you could easily be like, oh, okay, yeah, I thought that that might be something to trip about, but it ain't. It ain't nothing to trip about. So it really just depends on the person too, because some people, they just cannot stand the idea of them not being the ones to who helping you know get them rocks off. And for me, I just nah, it ain't like that for me, ladies. So y'all will definitely have to let me know what y'all think about that, what y'all take on that, or opinion. I would love to. I love engaging with my listeners. I think it's very important. If you on Anchor, if you listen through there, you can leave me voice messages. So please feel free to at any given time, ladies. I would love to listen. You know, just let me know. Let me know what y'all think about that, because I don't feel like watching porn is a problem at all. Like, for especially if you're an adult, you know, I mean, for one, but it is what it is. Teenagers watch it too. You know, I feel like teenagers watch it because they trying to learn some shit for show. Because let's be clear, males, like guys from maybe, I ain't front, maybe as young as 12, 13 and up, they be trying to learn some shit, or them hormones get to changing. And so you got questions, you got curiosity. And men are definitely, like boys, they definitely are. It's this thing where you, as you get older, you expected to already know some shit. Like the girl, she can be a virgin and, you know what I mean, she have her first time and she ain't really know everything to do, but especially besides, you know, just wearing protection or some shit. But the guys, they expected to know everything. So sometimes they start early, and that's how they start early, by watching some shit. You know, and by fucking shit, I don't know, finding some little girl to hop on. So it's perfectly normal. You know, porn is all right, ladies. Don't be ashamed of it. Don't be upset if you find out that your guy or your girl watches it. Ladies, y'all ever, you know what I mean? Like, have y'all ever fucking smelled a dude's balls and it was like, I was so sorry, I gotta stop myself, because this shit is hilarious, just even trying to get that out. But have y'all ever felt like God, y'all could smell a guy's balls, and it was, you know, maybe funky, you know, a little sweaty or whatnot, got that sweat smell, maybe he got pubes or something like that, but it's just like that. Because a co-worker and I, like, we were talking about this shit, she had me crying laughing, y'all. Like, this girl is so goofy. I gotta ask her. I gotta try to get her on the show, and see if she'll be a guest on there. But I love when we talk, because we be talking about all types of shit. And that's what I mean. Like, I love talking with people who they just talk about anything. She was saying, and she made a valid ass point too. Like, you know, because maybe you ain't necessarily literally sniff the motherfucker's balls, like lift them and sniff them, but maybe, you know, man, be, you know, they got that scent on them, or that sweat smell or something, maybe from playing basketball all day or moving and grooving all day or something like that. But she made this valid ass point. Like, she said, when it comes to, like, if you gonna suck some balls or some shit, you gotta do that shit when it's fresh up out the shower. Like, and she was like, I don't mean like fresh out the shower motherfucking, oh, okay, he been out the shower for maybe like 20 minutes now and nothing. She was like, that shit gotta be like, he gotta get out the shower and don't even let his motherfucking legs touch. Like, he gotta literally walk with his fucking legs out wide. Like, and she was doing the walking shit. I wish I could have seen it. It was so fucking funny. And I thought this shit, and I'm like, that's true. That's motherfucking true, because some people, they perspire, you know, they sweat like really quickly. And it's like, I ain't sucking no musty balls. And I'm not even into sucking the balls anyway, to be honest, ladies. Like, I don't know about y'all, but I ain't really, nah, I mean, yeah, you know, touch them, you know what I'm saying? Because, of course, you're trying to, like, yeah, I feel like in doing stuff, in having sex, like, yeah, it's gonna be shit that you try and stuff like that. It's gonna be shit that you try, just to see like what it do to the person, because especially if you about pleasing, being the pleaser, which I feel like we all should be at some point. You know how they say it's a giver and a taker. We definitely should be the, you know, the giver too. Like, don't just be the motherfucker who sit back and like, yeah, do this. Nah. So she had a good point. Like, you know, sometimes you just, that shit just gotta be fresh, fresh. It's definitely that like that when it comes to oral sex, because it's like that with the us ladies. Shit. You know, it's definitely some motherfuckers out there who gonna put it in their mouth, and they ain't even, you know what I mean? They ain't even checked to see if this shit was, okay, fresh enough. It's some nasty motherfuckers, freaks out there like that who gonna do that. But you got some folks who like, nah, bae, go get in the shower right now. Like, I know for me, I'm definitely gonna be like, bae, let me go get in the shower first, especially if I know I need to get in the shower. I'm just gonna automatically do that, And then another thing is, I don't know about y'all, but I'm not that fucking chick who's like the man's head. Because, I feel like with the female rappers, and they a lot of them in they raps, they like that nigga better give me this, this, that, give me neck. Or you guys like just some of us, like we really feel like you'll give me head, I can't fuck with you. I'll say, see, this is why you need to know people's sexual preferences, and I need to be having them conversations anyway, like when you getting to know a motherfucker, so that way you don't end up with somebody who don't do some shit that you know what I mean, you would like for them to do. Because because if that bother you that they don't do it, then yeah, you don't I don't know how I don't know, that might be some issues for the relationship. But I must say this too, and I gotta say this. When you eating the pussy, guys or girls, for like I said, for my lesbians out there, gays, whatnot, when you eating pussy or sucking dick, please do it like you mean it, okay? Please do it like you mean it, because if not, ain't no sense in doing it. Because I know a lot of y'all feel like, well, okay, well, even, you should do, please your man, please your woman, blah, blah, blah. Never leave them hanging or whatnot. Yeah, but some people, I really do feel like it's like, don't even bother doing the shit if you just really not gonna, if you just gonna be on some whack shit about it. Like, because you got niggas out here who, oh my God. You got dudes out here. Like I said, I be trying to say the nigga word too much. But you got dudes out here who, you got dudes out here who fucking, they got this, like, I hate this too. This mindset of, I'm gonna give you head, but it's literally only because I want you to give me head. Like, I got a problem with that. I do. Because I just feel like that's childish. I really feel like that's childish. I don't know if, ladies, I don't know if y'all ever felt like that, but y'all have to let me know. But I feel like that's childish to be like, okay, I'm gonna do this because I want you to do it to me like this. No, I would rather have a man do that. I'd rather have a man give me some fucking, oral sex, some head, whatever you want to call it, eat this, because he fucking love it. He love to do that. I really would. That to me, that's way better than having somebody just doing this shit because they like, okay, yeah, after I do this shit, yeah, she better suck my dick. No, do that shit because you love it. Because one, that mean because one, if you love it, you love doing it. That mean I assume that your ass gonna be A plus at it. You're gonna be great at it. You know what I'm saying? So that just make it better for the receiver. Hello? So for that, yeah, for one is that, and then for two it's like, yeah, that's just childish to me to be like, okay, if I give head, I gotta get it back. Like, I ain't never been like that either. I haven't. Nah. You know what I mean? I do feel like, however, though, you know what I mean? Don't be having me sucking your dick all the time, and then you ain't never ate my pussy. I do feel like that. So to a certain extent, I can understand it. But like I said, you have to, when you talking to somebody or you with somebody, y'all should be knowing each other's sexual preferences, in the beginning anyway, so that way you know who you fucking with, or if you compatible with them sexually. Easy. Have that conversation. What do you like? What is it you're into? What are you not into? Don't you like? What's a turn off for you? That's good to know. It's helpful. Shit. So that way you don't find out like, oh man, I'm really feeling him, or this is that, I love what we do, and sex is good, this is that, but he just won't eat my pussy. You know what I'm saying? And because that might be a problem for you. You might be like, yeah, that shit pisses me off, or yeah, that bothers me a lot. So guess what? I'm gonna have to cancel him, or I'm gonna have to fuck off on him. You know, and the same thing for the guys. Oh damn, she don't suck dick. That shit just bother me. That gets me. I do be wanting head sometimes, and she just don't do it. So you get what I'm saying? It might be like that might be something that hurt the relationship, because not necessarily because it's a problem that you don't do it, because you know you don't do what you don't do. But for that person you're dealing with, that bother them. So, but yeah, I definitely don't believe in just doing some shit just because you know that that's what the other person wants, because I feel like that could affect your performance. Same with dudes. I didn't hear ladies say this a million times before. Like, everybody don't know how to give head, and that if they don't know how to give, if they feel like if a guy, I don't know if y'all feel like that, y'all gotta let me know. Like I said, and I feel like this too. If you don't know how to do the shit, you probably shouldn't do it. Or second thought, maybe you should do it and keep doing it so that you can get better at it. I don't know. That's kind of hard to decide, but I definitely feel like when you do it, don't be on no fucking weak ass shit. Don't be licking at shit like it's a fucking, like you a damn kitten licking milk. No, you gotta fucking eat. Okay, same thing like when y'all talk about giving head, giving neck. Yo, you motherfuckers want the ponytail in the hair. Y'all want the hair in the ponytail, or y'all want to be grabbing on the hair. Y'all don't want no fucking hands used. You want, you know what I mean, as much saliva as possible. You get what I'm saying? You want, hey, fit as much as you can down the esophagus. So y'all got y'all preferences. So we ladies got our preference with oral sex too. So yeah, we was talking about that. Like when it comes to oral sex, like it's just certain shit that's just like, okay, as far as like, I mean, even down to fucking pubic hair and how that is, like some men, they'll fucking eat a bush, all right? They'll go to the garden, and then some, they're like, nah, you need to shave that lower, or you can shave it but leave it, you know, like a peach with some little fuzz on it, you know? Like it's just all these different preferences. For me, I just say keep it tamed. It's nothing wrong with having pubic hair, like especially for a guy to me. But keep that shit tamed, especially if you like getting head and stuff like that. And it's just like a cleanliness thing too. Like you, I feel like if you sweat, which we all do, just imagine having all that fucking hair on your fucking private part. So it's like the sweat getting between them pubic hairs, that shit gonna stink. Your dick is gonna stink. Your balls is gonna stink. They're gonna be musty. Same thing with us females with our pussy. So I just feel like when it comes to oral sex, you know what I mean? Give your baby, you get, that's definitely one of the things where you can't half ass on. Don't do that shit if you ain't really feeling it. And I don't feel like no guy or girl should be doing that shit just because it's like, okay, I'm only doing this because I want it in return. Why? Because you might be whack, you know what I mean? Because you just, in your head, you doing this shit and you thinking like, let me just get through this because I want what I want. No, don't. That's why. But some people are damn good at doing that shit like a motherfucking pro, and the whole time they really wasn't really trying to get that. They just was doing it because they wanted theirs. Some people are good at that, but now I feel like, nah. Most people, if it's some shit that you don't really like doing, you're not going to be good at hiding that shit, because in your head, you're going to be thinking, I don't like this shit. I don't like putting this nigga dick in my mouth, or I don't, you know what I'm saying? And I never been that chick who's like, I gotta have head. I have it. Do I love it? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Of course, you know. Of course. Great feeling. Definitely, especially when done right, okay? But I never been like, okay, I don't even wanna fuck if I can't get no head. I never felt like that. Especially if you You know what I mean? That's why it just come down to having somebody who get the job done right. Because if they do, if they very great at their sex game, they stroke game, and you know what I mean, they working with some shit, you know, of a size that you prefer, then you're gonna be good. You ain't gonna necessarily want it. But some females, they feel like, yeah, I do gotta have. I can understand why they would feel like, anybody would feel like, okay, I gotta have it, because I feel like that is kind of like in the foreplay category, like. Shit, you know, you might want that shit. That shit might get you popping before it's time to, you know, start, you know, fucking. So I can't even front like that. That makes sense. I can't even knock anybody who, you know, feel like they need that. So, you know, ladies, y'all have to let me know what y'all think about that. I don't know. That pretty much wraps up this episode of Girls Love Talk Podcast with your host, Taylor Marie. I didn't even get to go into my other segments because I was so busy going in on that. But, you know, y'all have to let me know what y'all think about, you know, what we talked about today on this episode. Of course, y'all can check out each episode or get y'all information on when an episode drops by following the Instagram for Girls Love Talk Podcast or the Facebook page for it. That's Girls Love Talk Podcast on Instagram and Facebook. And then, of course, you can always tune in to listen to any episode, any old one or current one, by, like I said, we on multiple streaming platforms. You got Spotify, I'm on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, you know, Breaker, iHeartRadio, Anchor. So it's multiple platforms you can listen in from to get your weekly fix. I do apologize for not dropping an episode last week, but like I said, I've been busy getting together everything with this move, and then on top of that, work and family and shit like that. So yeah, I know I usually be better at that, but that's all I really pretty much have for today. Be looking out for that next episode. Of course, go on the pages, let me know what y'all think about what we discussed. Chime in on some stuff, give y'all opinions about everything that you've heard, and I'll get back at y'all later.